Well, it's day four, and of course, yeah, there are lots of big questions surrounding cancer, but there are also little things as well. Little things like, how on earth do you have a shower when you've been told not to get your pick line wet? And for people that haven't been keeping up, a pick line is like a permanent little tube they put in my left upper arm. It sticks out above the skin. It's all sort of padded down, of course, and tied in place, but it's there so that they can put in the chemotherapy anytime they like. They can take blood out. It feeds straight into a major vein in my chest, but it mustn't be allowed to get wet. It has to be kept clean and dry at all times. So how do you do that? And the answer is with the largest kind of condom-y thing I think I've ever seen. You know the stuff they make those thin, cheap Macs out of? The kind of the Packer Macs. Imagine one of these. It's kind of opaque. My husband is going to have to help me on with this because there's no way you can do this one-handed. It's arm length, so I'm just going to pop my arm, and it's elasticated at one end. Just mind the tube. Mind the tube. Okay, so it's going on my arm. It's got to come right up my arm.
I'm minding the tube.
So we've got the elasticated end coming up to pretty much to under my armpit. Not too far up. Not too far. No. Not too far up, because otherwise there's nowhere to put the bandage. So it completely encloses my left arm. No, leave that. Leave it.
That's how it goes.
And we've also got, up at the end, actually I now can't feel my left arm. That's the tightest cuff.
Rambo's now going to do your arm.
Stop it.
I hope the mark up here white now.
Very funny. And up at the end, near the cuff, hang on, we're going to get this on. Going to get this on tape now. Wait a minute. There should be. Hang on. See, typical husband is going banging in. He hasn't even read the instructions. I've sat and read the instructions.
What are instructions for?
Behave. Right, you should find a little white piece of Velcro on the up near the cuff.
Yes.
Right, stick one end to that. So what I've got here is I've got I've got a kind of neoprene bandage, which has to be tied really quite tight. And then wrapped round the elastic cuff, overlapping and overlapping and overlapping. No, you have to be overlapping the elastic cuff. So over and over and over. That's it, quite as tight as you like, because no water's got to get in there.
I'm trying not to get your circulation cut up as your arm drops.
That's it. And then it sticks back to itself. So, ow, left arm now enclosed in nasty Packamac material. And I've got to try and get in the shower.
Picture?
I don't think a picture at this point would be helpful, but thank you very much indeed. And I think I'm going to have to draw a curtain quite literally over this, because he's going to have to help me with the shower. See you in a bit.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting. It's slightly surreal to be in a shower. Obviously trying to desperately keep your arm up and out of the way, because if you keep it up, then of course the water's going to flow down the sleeve and into your armpit rather than from your arm, and try and get down into your arm and get the pick line wet. But it does mean you're very aware you're standing there giving a sort of becondomed Nazi salute for the last 5 minutes. You've got to laugh, haven't you?